There's tremendous ease in this system, a great sigh of relief now, for it has required great precision to set up this stage. I can feel it. Can you, dear? For as you remember, you lighten. Your spirit soars and your heart begins to glow again. For the coding of history and the before of history, it has been held as a matrix inside your pure heart. This is why, dear beloved ones, it is time now to enter it. Climb inside your heart space. Climb inside your home. For your heart is a portal, a sacred remembering of our collective pathway, of our collective root home. As your Michael mind releases, knowing its first function is complete now, as it allows Uriel to take the heart helm, you will feel a peaceful bathing, like a wash of liquid light over your. For your role as the navigator, it is nearly done as we ready for home. Your heart is your compass now. Your soul is your pilot now. Your body bows to it. Your body follows its cues. Implode your mind and your body into your heart now. Become one in your center. Then gradually, gradually rise up through your crown. The mother, she awaits you here. She is here to greet you, dear. She lifts you completely out from your former shell. She washes you, sings to you, cradles you with her gentle arms. You stir, remembering your innocence, as if you were a babe. She lifts you up heavenward. She flies with you in her embrace, the Gabriel body and Michael mind woven into your heart. Now all again are within you, merged sweetly in, completely snug. There is no more strife, no war. You are a pure heart. This is your purpose here, to love and to remember that all you are and all you've ever been has been this potential, this magnificent crystal matrix light. And now you are remembering. You are climbing right in. You are becoming this crystal. You are becoming this matrix. You are this vehicle. You are this kin. For as you do map this inside yourself, the one becomes the multitude. As you map this sacred journey, the one is mapped as well. It's all in the great holograph. There is no distinction, no remiss. What you once believed was your physics lot is no longer so. A new physics is arising. Actually, it is an ancient one. It is the physics of the reawakening dove. For all souls that incarnated on earth or in galaxies, as beings, as people, as plants, creatures, as trees, all souls are reuniting. All souls are awakening. All souls are remembering how first we came. We created a vehicle, like parachuters in sacred formation. We created a vehicle. We called it the dove. Through energy, we lowered ourselves through stratas of consciousness until we were of the vibration to create the Big Bang. This bang was explosive. It threw us into chaos. Like turbulence, it penetrated our memory banks. It began the mistrust. We were flung from our structure. Our structure was our memory. It was how we flew in. Since this one-time explosion, we have been grappling like Humpty of Dumpty to piece together our whole. We are very near it. The table is set now. We all are ready for our curtain to rise. And as it arises, the clarion we've been awaiting, the call issues forth, beckoning us to recreate the dove. And when the dove, she is restored, we will be a shining light again. We volunteers, we will fly homeward, singing victorious songs. For nothing equates nearly, not anything, no nothing, with the glory of being all one again in the dove. There is one piece of import here. It must be now given you, one last master key in our collective script. The closer we get now to our activation, the closer we get to our ultimate grid. Many of us, nearly all of us, have been acting as stand-ins. Just like in theater, we've been playing someone else's part. Yet now it's time to relinquish these places we've been holding. It is time now completely to stand in our part. And so in relationships, we will notice a great shifting, subtle tune-ups in who is pairing with who. What you must know in all of this is that your one true soul is waiting. The one whom you flew in with is waiting for you. When timing is perfect, like chess players on a cosmic board, we will shuffle oh so slightly, we will all move around. A few have been anchors already in their rightful places, yet many are ever so slightly misplaced. Our partners have led us to where we need now be. Let go, allow our orbiting to find your rightful place. This has been sublimely purposeful. It is purely and truly about activation. For whenever a soul meets a soul by its side, the grid it awakens. Like a gentle stirring giant, this timing is impeccable. It cannot be too soon. For if a soul is awakened ahead of the grid's entire readiness, this is something you would not wish on anyone, especially not you. And so we agreed to be patient, despite our urgency. We agreed to agree to agree to agree. Our commitments have been impeccable, no matter their appearances. The entire stage, it is set now. It is time to begin. Like a well-rehearsed stage play, a concert, or a ballet, the curtain will rise. The audience is here. The audience is our cosmic friends, our friends in the galaxies, those souls who are hovering slightly higher than us. Their vibratory frequency is tenderly awaiting us. Some of you will meet your true soulmate in their midst. We'll all pick up all of the consciousness that ever descended from the source. We'll pick up the fallen ones and all the volunteers. What a glorious ride this will be. We've awaited it for an eternity. Soon we will be singing sweet songs of our home. Relax now, there is so much to see, much to savor, much to breathe. You are capable, you are beautiful, you have always been. So much of this is nonverbal. So much we do not need to speak. Simply now, just simply breathe your memories of home. I'll leave you now for time so brief. Alone with Ariel, you will see. As you can tell, it's she and me. We are calling you home. Listen now, she'll tell her tale of how she walked right out of hell and how she's opening her own heart to show you how. She is one of many souls like her who are here to stake the opening, to guide you to the passageway for you to walk clear. Leave you now your baggage here. Spirit will transmute it all for you, returning all into the light. This is its role. Listen now for your own cues. In these next pages, 'twill be shown how you can do this simply, easily, serene. There is no must, there is no fuss. The way's been paved by many sages. All you need is to follow them. Ramana's his name. You may know him by many names. He came and went, though he's the same. As many souls who walk this way, the way is the same. There are many paths, it so appears, yet they are one, yet they are one. Enjoy your time with Ariel. She can be a lot of fun, for fun is lightening of the load, and she does know how. You will feel your own sweet victory as she leads you and you to me, for I am waiting here for you. I will take you home. This time, I will take you home with me. I promise you, this you will see. It's me and you and me. We are going home. We are going home. We are going home. We are going home.